4. 20 minutes later, Maddie was driving the young countess through the streets of Berlin toward Tegel Airport. She checked her phone at last, seeing that the call had come from Katerina Doruk, her best friend as well as the managing investigator at Private Berlin. At 4 in the morning? She got Katerina's voicemail and left a message. "Kat, it's Maddie. Don't worry. Got the package, heading to the jet. Get some sleep." When Maddie hung up, she heard snoring. Sophia was lights out, face against the window, drooling from the corner of her mouth. Maddie prayed she wouldn't get sick in the brand new car. It still had that sweet leather smell. Fortunately, she reached the private air terminal at Tegel International without another accident. She roused Sophia, who looked around blearily, got out, and followed her as if in a trance. The pilot was inside, filing his flight plan, and told Maddie to get Sophia aboard the jet. They were entering the jet's cabin when Maddie's cell phone rang again. "Maddie Engel," she answered.
"It's Kat."
Maddie heard weight in her friend's voice. "What's wrong?" she asked. There was a long hesitation before Katerina replied.
"Chris is missing."
Sophia went to a high-backed leather chair and plopped into it.
"I need a Coke or something," she said. "Maybe some rum in it?"
But Maddie ignored her and listened intently to her phone.
"He took personal leave early last week," Katerina was saying. "He was supposed to be back the day before yesterday, but he never checked in. He still hasn't. I've tried his cell, the house, email, text, nothing."
This wasn't like Chris Schneider at all, Maddie agreed. He was a careful, methodical detective and a stickler for following the agency's rules and procedures, which included checking in when you were supposed to.
"You try the chip?"
Maddie asked at last. The year before, private employees around the world had been offered a small locator chip that could be embedded under the skin of the upper back so they could be found in case of emergencies. Maddie had balked at the idea, thinking that if it was misused, it could turn totalitarian in nature. But to her surprise, Schneider had agreed to the procedure.
"That's why I was calling,"
Katerina replied before hesitating again.
"I'm lying."